when I was a young guy in the SEAL teams, I was very afraid of making mistakes and looking stupid or doing dumb things and getting a bad reputation. And that fear got me to work early and got me to inspect my gear three more times and got me to ask my buddy to inspect my gear to make sure we were good to go. So I think that's what the fear is. And then there's also the fear of what the enemy's doing and how hard are they training? And are you training harder than them? And now that I'm in the civilian world, I'm thinking, okay, what is, you know, some other company doing better than we're doing? And how can we overtake them, you know? And that's some weird fear and competitiveness that, you know, everybody has. Some people more than others. You got to balance it for sure, but it's definitely one of those things.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes that can get in the way, especially when you mentioned, like, what is that other company doing? So I knew this guy that my brother worked with that he would be one of those guys where he'd be really concerned on what's the competition doing. So he'd be developing this aspect of his company, and it's like right in the middle of development.
Yep.
But he'd be paying attention. You know, one ear would be on the, you know, what's going on with this other company, and they'd do some new thing or go in some new direction that really yields a lot of success for him. And, oh, we got to do that. We got to do. Meanwhile, these other ideas that are solid, viable ideas are left half developed, yep, or the resources are kind of allocated to do this new thing and not so much the old stuff.
And you know what? I actually got asked this at working with a company the other day, and they said, you know, how much should we be focused? Because I said something along these lines. They said, well, how much should we be focused on what the enemy, on what the competitors are doing?
Yeah.
And should we be afraid of them? Mm-hmm. And I said, actually, fear is the wrong word. You shouldn't be afraid of the enemy, but you have to respect them. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the thing that gets me out of bed early in the morning, is that I respect the enemy. I'm not afraid of them, but I respect them, and I'm going to be ready to do battle with them when the time comes.
You know, this is kind of a side note, but don't you kind of think too sometimes where you're almost like reflecting yourself when you say you respect and you, for lack of a better term, fear the enemy and what they're doing to prepare, because you know what you're doing to prepare and it's pretty hard. So you kind of almost in the back of your mind is thinking they're probably doing all this too, you know? So it's like the more you do, the more you kind of in a weird subconscious way might think
They're doing
the same thing, you know? So it's like, boom, 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 this never ending, like, you
it's know, an you're arms race.
Yeah.
It's an arms race, somewhat.
Yeah.
And if you get caught up in it to a point, like the example you just gave, yeah, it can drive you crazy and it'll drive you to failure. You know, you have to be able to stand on your own and say, okay, we're going to maneuver regardless of what the enemy is doing.